Before and after, a kitchen makeover that will inspire you. Some renovation projects are incremental. They improve what's there, refine what's working, add a layer of polish to a space that was already functional. And then there are the projects that change everything. This Manhattan kitchen makeover belongs firmly in the second category. The before photographs tell a familiar story for anyone who has inherited a pre-renovation New York apartment. Honey oak cabinets, beige laminate countertops, fluorescent lighting that flatters nothing, and a galley layout so constrained that serious cooking required commandeering the dining table for prep space. The kitchen wasn't just dated, it was working against the people living in it. What followed was a complete rethinking of what the space could be, and the result is the kind of transformation that makes it genuinely difficult to believe you're looking at the same room. The transformation, from cramped galley to open concept hub. The project began with a thorough pre-construction assessment covering structural conditions, existing plumbing and electrical infrastructure, and the building's requirements for the scope of work planned. In Manhattan co-op and condo buildings, layout changes that affect walls require board approval and NYC Department of Buildings permits before demolition begins. That process, handled by the design build team from the outset, established the parameters within which the new layout was developed and ensured that every structural decision had the necessary authorization behind it. With that foundation in place, the cramped galley gave way to an L-shaped layout anchored by a generous island that serves simultaneously as prep surface, breakfast bar, and storage. Custom cabinetry in crisp white extends to the ceiling, maximizing vertical storage while creating the kind of clean, uninterrupted line that makes a compact kitchen read as significantly larger than its footprint. Quartz countertops in a subtle marble pattern bring durability and elegance in equal measure. A subway tile backsplash with dark grout adds texture and visual definition without competing with the simplicity of the overall scheme. The connection to the living area, achieved through the reconfigured layout, transforms not just the kitchen, but the entire apartment's sense of proportion. Both spaces feel larger because they now breathe together. The details that made the difference. Transformation at this level is always a compound effect. No single decision carries the whole project. It's the accumulation of choices, each one considered in relation to everything else, that produces a result that feels inevitable rather than assembled. Professional-grade stainless steel appliances were selected for both performance and spatial fit. A counter-depth refrigerator maintains the streamlined profile of the cabinetry run rather than interrupting it. The range hood, positioned and specified as a design element rather than an afterthought, anchors the cooking zone visually while handling ventilation properly. Lighting was approached in layers. LED recessed fixtures replaced the fluorescent ceiling panel, providing clean, even ambient light throughout the space. Pendant lights over the island introduce warmth and visual focus at the height where it matters most for both task lighting and atmosphere. Under-cabinet lighting illuminates the countertop work surface directly, eliminating the shadows that make prep work unnecessarily difficult. The flooring decision required particular attention. Wide plank hardwood was selected to create continuity with the adjacent living area, a choice that significantly extends the perceived depth of both spaces. In Manhattan co-op buildings, flooring replacement requires board approval and compliance with the building's acoustic standards, which typically specify a minimum sound reduction rating for underlayment. The installation was specified and executed to meet those requirements, ensuring the result was as sound as it was beautiful. Hardware in brushed gold runs throughout, providing warmth against the pool white cabinetry without pulling focus. Electrical outlets were planned into the design from the beginning rather than accommodated around it, a small discipline that makes an outsized difference in how polished the finished kitchen reads. The result, where a cramped, poorly lit workspace once made cooking feel like a logistical challenge, there is now a bright, considered kitchen that has genuinely changed how the apartment is used. Meal preparation has become something the homeowners look forward to, rather than work around. Dinner parties that would have been impossible in the previous layout are now a regular part of life in the apartment. That shift from a space that constrains to one that enables is the real measure of a successful kitchen renovation. The photographs are compelling. The daily experience is better. How to budget for a kitchen renovation, what to include and how to plan. A thorough budget accounts for every category of work from the beginning. Core cost items include cabinetry in stock, semi-custom, or fully custom millwork, countertops in stone, quartz, or other premium surfaces, appliances, plumbing fixtures including sink, faucet, and filtration, lighting across ambient, task, and accent layers, electrical and plumbing work including upgrades and any utility relocation, flooring, backsplash materials, labor and installation from demolition through final detailing, permits and inspections based on the scope of work, and NYC requirements. Beyond those line items, a contingency of 10 to 20% of the total budget is not optional in a Manhattan renovation context. Pre-war buildings in particular frequently reveal conditions behind walls that weren't visible during initial assessment: outdated wiring, aging plumbing, unexpected structural elements. A well-scoped project, with adequate contingency built in from the start, avoids the disruption and delay that comes from discovering those conditions mid-construction, without a plan. What should you focus on when planning a new kitchen layout? A successful kitchen layout earns its keep every day, which means functionality and flow deserve as much attention as aesthetics. Start with workflow and zones. Every kitchen needs a coherent relationship between cooking, prep, cleaning, storage, and serving. The classic work triangle remains a useful reference, but contemporary kitchens benefit more from thinking in clear activity zones that reflect how the household actually uses the space. Appliance placement follows from that. The refrigerator should be accessible from both the cooking and prep areas. The dishwasher belongs adjacent to the sink. Oven and refrigerator doors should open without conflicting with each other or with traffic paths through the kitchen. Ventilation positioning is determined by the cooktop location and should be resolved early in the design process, particularly in NYC buildings where changes to ventilation infrastructure require DOB review. Storage optimization means using every available dimension: vertical space through ceiling height cabinetry, deep drawers with pull-out organizers, custom inserts for specific items, and island storage designed around what actually needs to live in the kitchen. Circulation clearances matter more than most homeowners expect until they live with them. Walkways of 36 to 42 inches and island clearances of 42 to 48 inches prevent the bottlenecks that make a beautiful kitchen frustrating to use when more than one person is in it. Lighting should be planned in three layers from the beginning: ambient lighting for the overall space, task lighting at every work surface, and accent lighting to add warmth and visual depth. Electrical and plumbing logic should minimize unnecessary relocations unless functionality genuinely requires them. Moving a sink or relocating a gas line adds cost and complexity. When those changes serve the layout meaningfully, they're worth it. When they don't, they aren't. Finally, design for the household that will actually use the kitchen. How often do you cook? How many people are typically in the space at once? Do you entertain regularly? Is a breakfast bar more useful than additional counter space? Those answers should shape every decision that follows. Do I need board approval and permits to renovate a kitchen in a Manhattan co-op or condo? Yes, in virtually all cases. Any kitchen renovation involving plumbing, electrical work, or structural changes requires NYC Department of Buildings permits. In co-op buildings, the alteration agreement with the board must be executed before work begins, and the scope of work must be submitted for review. Condo buildings have similar requirements, though the approval process varies. Layout changes that involve wall modifications require structural documentation and DOB filing in addition to board review. Working with a design build firm that manages this process is the most efficient path through it. How long does a full kitchen renovation take in a Manhattan apartment? A full kitchen renovation from initial design through completed construction typically takes 3 to 5 months. The pre-construction phase covering design development, board submission, and permit filing can account for 2 to 3 months of that timeline. Particularly in co-op buildings with monthly board meeting schedules, construction itself, once approved and permitted, generally runs 4 to 8 weeks, depending on scope, material lead times, and building access rules. What are the acoustic requirements for new flooring in a Manhattan co-op? Most co-op buildings require new hard flooring installations to meet a minimum impact insulation class rating, typically specified in the building's alteration agreement. This is designed to protect neighbors below from impact noise transmission. Meeting the requirement usually involves a specified underlayment beneath the finished floor. The exact standard varies by building, so reviewing the alteration agreement and confirming with building management before selecting flooring materials is an essential step in the planning process. Is it worth investing in custom cabinetry for a small Manhattan kitchen? Custom cabinetry is particularly valuable in compact Manhattan kitchens, precisely because standard dimensions rarely make the best use of the available space. Custom millwork can be designed to reach the ceiling, fit around structural columns or irregular walls, and incorporate storage solutions specific to how the kitchen is used. The upfront investment tends to produce both a better functional result and a more polished finish than stock or semi-custom alternatives. And in a market where buyers scrutinize kitchens closely, the quality reads clearly. What is the most common mistake homeowners make when planning a kitchen renovation in NYC? Underestimating the pre-construction timeline. Many homeowners focus their planning on the construction phase and are surprised by how much time board approval, permit filing, and material procurement require before work can begin. Starting the design and approval process earlier than feels necessary is almost always the right approach. A design-build firm with Manhattan experience will build a realistic pre-construction timeline into the project plan from the first conversation.